5-4 was the decision. Which way do you think it went? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'm almost hoarse from talking about it earlier in the day. Yes, indeed, the Obamacare / affordable health care law has been upheld by the Supreme Court thanks to uber-conservative Chief Justice John Roberts, who threw in with the four other most liberal judges on the court. Woohoo! Dems were saying in the morning as they popped champagne all over Washington. It was a day to play, not to work, in some offices, because they were excited, winning the war at the highest judicial level. But what is lost to the American people, and what is it that people don't understand about that little card you might have in your wallet or purse that's sitting there? If you're lucky, you probably haven't had to use it very much because maybe you're healthy, but you've always paid that premium. What's going to happen in the future to your coverage? What's going to happen with the business that you work for? Will they still offer coverage? You might like your coverage, but it might go bye-bye. Because 50 or less, and that company doesn't have to offer insurance. And, in fact, many won't because it'll be unaffordable. 50 or more, small business, you have to offer it or be taxed. Because it is now a tax. The Supreme Court ruling in favor of President Obama's health care overhaul still, however, doesn't reduce in any way the massive uncertainty that is still preventing many employers from filling jobs. The Republicans got a gift. Mitt Romney got a gift. This is what is going to be pushed in the next 4 months to be certain. It's all part of taxes, 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 because as the Supreme Court ruled in the majority opinion, it is a tax from the legislative branch that will have to be enforced, basically. I'll go through the rigmarole of the whole thing so you understand it, but the 5-4 vote, as I said, gives the GOP some ammunition to energize supporters for the campaign against the Prez, the bill's ultimate champion. Roberts' vote, along with the other four, means a huge overhaul, still taking effect, keeps on going, keeps on ticking over the next couple of years, including the individual mandate, which goes in or kicks in or will be enforced by the IRS in 2014. I have to say that I am shocked. I am shocked. I did not expect this to be the decision. And if I had said 5-4, if somebody had just said 5-4 to me, I wouldn't have thought that 5-4 meant this. I wouldn't have thought that. So in the health care case, Congress calls it a penalty, not a tax, but it is a tax on people who don't get insurance. And Roberts, in his decision, specifically spelled it out and said the court would not get hung up on any labels, saying that the payment is collected solely by the IRS through the normal means of taxation. And then went on in the opinion to say, because the Constitution permits such a tax, it's not our role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom of fairness. Wow. This is your crack at sounding off on fair, foul, or you can hardly believe it. If you think it's great and it means that everybody's going to get coverage and you're not worried because you think the kinks will be worked out, don't be shy. You can be part of the conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Here's what Obama said when he learned of the Supreme Court opinion.
The highest court in the land has now spoken. We will continue to implement this law. And we'll work together to improve on it where we can. But what we won't do, what the country can't afford to do, is refight the political battles of 2 years ago. Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it.
Mitt Romney got the biggest gift of all, as I said, because now he gets to run with this and will run with it, I guarantee it, for the next 4 months. Will people jump over to the Romney camp who might have normally gone Democratic? Here was his take on the Supreme Court decision.
I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, and I agree with the dissent. What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected President of the United States.
All right, so that's what it's going to be about, repealing this thing. Coming up on America Tonight in this hour, of course, we want to hear from you, 855-266-KATE. And we're going to talk to the CEO of a company involved in healthcare. His name's Mitch Rothschild, and get his take on what this means for healthcare into the future, what it will do for hospitals, what it will do for the private sector, or what it won't do, that kind of stuff, you know, and ultimately so on and so forth down the line. I think one thing you can count on 2 years from now is waiting for a long time to get a doctor's appointment. If you get in under 9 days within a week, you're going to be doing really well. And that's unless it's an emergency and you're in an emergency room, and you may be waiting there, too, but you'll be seen. Not the same thing with those doctor appointments. That's not going to happen there. You're going to wait longer. The other thing is $500 billion will be sucked away from dollars, again, $500 billion, out of Medicare. So you'll see a lot of doctors will opt out of Medicare. They won't take people who have Medicare. And that's what's so, so scary to me. I think the poor people and really now that's a bigger, bigger pile of folks. I think they're going to be affected, and certainly older people will be affected because of what's going on with Medicare. So who does it benefit? Big Pharma, definitely, without a doubt. Big Pharma, absolutely. Dina is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Dina, you get the first crack at this. What do you say?
Well, I think they need to impeach Obama. The reason I'm calling is my husband makes $7.25 an hour.
Yeah.
He has been offered insurance through the company that he works. He has to work 2 part-time jobs. It does not pay the bill. All right, this bill is supposed to help everybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if I'm going to get taxed because I can't afford to get insurance because nobody since Mr. Obama has been president is hiring full-time people, all these companies will tell you we can't hire full-time right now, not until after the election. We are not hiring full-time. So if you're working 20 hours a week, $7.25 an hour,
yeah.
Where's the money?
Yeah, where's the money? Well said, Dina. Well said. A lot of people thinking the same thing. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,571.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,610.78, $805.39 for a half ounce, or $402.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,610.78, $805.39, and $402.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
So Dina in Mississippi says, how can I afford this when my husband can't find a full-time job? I mean, offered insurance, we can't live. She talks about the amount of money that he's making, and a lot of people would say the same thing. I say it all the time, one of the most misleading statistics is the unemployment statistic. And why? Because you don't have the underemployed there. How many people are underemployed or are stringing a bunch of jobs together to try to even just make ends meet? How would they possibly be able to afford insurance as they're trying to keep their head above water? And, you know, you can go on Craigslist, Monster, all of the usual places where you might look for jobs. Your buddy can tell you about a job and recommend you to death and take your resume. And then you're in a pile of 1,000 people. And it's not that much of an exaggeration. Really super decent jobs, people are climbing all over themselves to get to those if they can even get in line for it. It's a war out there, absolutely. And jobs, there are none. Keep hearing about these jobs. When you have unemployment up over 8, and really I think that number's higher, that's very, very telling. All right, Kate Delaney's my name once again. This is America Tonight, if you've just tuned in for the first time. Glad you found us. Yep, we're not talking about UFOs here. We're talking about the little thing in your wallet that you may or may not have. And if you don't have it, the fact that you can be fined, can you imagine? Will the government find you a good job then to pay for the affordable, so-called affordable health care? It is a conundrum, isn't it? And it's true. So imagine if this were retroactive. Imagine if it kicked in right now. And you're Dina, or you're somebody else out there trying to figure out, well, wait a second, I'm going to get fined, but I can't even... I mean, that's great that somebody's offering me what they think is affordable health care, but it's not free, and I can only afford free right now because I can't get the job that can even pay whatever that premium is. And to me, that's the worrisome thing. What is affordable? What is going to be out there? What are these health care syndicates going to look like that so many people are supposedly going to be able to get this really good coverage with? And who's going to accept that coverage? I think there are a lot of bumps and huge potholes and sinkholes in front of us, America. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Wouldn't I love to jump on these airways, I'm serious, and say, hey, guess what? We have an incredible solution to all of it. Pretty much we got unemployment so bloody low I can hardly believe it. We really have great health care coverage. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's pretty darn good. You're not just a little check mark in the system, and you can get in pretty fast. So this is great. If something happens to you, you should feel okay about it. All those things we can't say right now. One thing we can say for sure is what is going on. I got to tell you this. I got to do a sidebar here. And again, I want you to be able to jump in here. I know we got some great folks in Mississippi. I love Mississippi. Since I took a trip down the Gulf Coast, I've been all over Mississippi, Hattiesburg, and all around too, Jackson, etc. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. All right, here is the blunder. The blunder of the year. This story undoubtedly is the biggest story of the year so far. It is. There's a lot of other things that happen, absolutely. But this is the biggest. Because, one, we knew it was happening. We were there twice in Washington. And we were there for the oral arguments, America Tonight was. So everybody knew that this was happening in June. Certainly giant cable networks with lots of producers, lots of photographers, lots of reporters, all of that. Even if they've trimmed back, they haven't trimmed back that much. Well, what happened was CNN reported, thinking they were going to get the jump on it. The headline read, this was the CNN headline. It said, mandate struck down. And then there was a little subheadline that said, at stake, your health, your money. And underneath it, it would have said, if you had seen this earlier in the day, on Thursday, justice's ruling overturns requirement that Americans must buy health insurance. The decision will affect you, generations of Americans, and this fall's presidential race. The problem with this is the mandate was not struck down clearly, so the news staff at CNN blew it big time on the biggest story of the year. Chief Justice John Roberts started to read his decision on the future of the health care overhaul, and the CNN team that was inside the courtroom jumped the shark, thinking that Roberts was saying that the individual mandate was unconstitutional and would be overturned. A producer inside the courtroom communicated the information to a junior reporter who was covering the story outside on the courthouse steps, then on the air reported that the individual mandate was not valid, and used saying that the producer, Bill Mears, had said that. That was the guy's name for CNN. So that's what she was reporting, that it appears the Supreme Court justices struck down the individual mandate, the centerpiece of the law. Whoops. That was erroneous. That was breaking news. Yeah. Kate Baldwin is the reporter who was actually there on camera. Oh, that would be rough, wouldn't it? Oh, that's a rough day. That's a brutal day. Oh. So you had all these on-air reporters and producers that are upset, obviously, now. This is terrible that happened. It was sent out on a breaking news alert, so think of all the devices people have. And so people that get that really believed, oh, my gosh, they struck it down, which so many of us thought was going to happen. So that's the thing. It did look like, you know, he was going to strike it down. Who thinks that Chief Justice John Roberts is reading a majority opinion and that he's going to say that? He's going to side with the liberal side of the court 5-4. Hey, I got to give it to the White House. Of all the handicappers, the cockiness, the attitude that they had heading into the decision, I thought, wow, when everybody's saying that they are probably having a restless night and they're tossing and turning, what a layup that is to say that, because of course they are. There's no way the individual mandate gets struck down. I'm sure if we re-rack the tape and my hot opinions, I said it, and I believed it. We talked to so many people. Listen, I talked to flaming liberal people. I say flaming because I mean that means you're left of left. We talked to Right of Right. We talked to legal scholars. We talked to everybody we could find. An exhaustive amount of people came on the show to look at all sides of healthcare for the last 2.5, 3 years, really. And I was pretty convinced that there's no way that it doesn't go down. But using the idea of the tax in the opinion, and I talked about this a little bit, Justice Roberts initially said that the individual mandate was not a valid exercise of congressional power under the Commerce Clause, because that's not where they were going with it. He went on after that to talk about the fact that, of course, you know, we're talking about now a taxation. We're talking about taxation of a different sort. We're not talking about the Commerce Clause, which is probably also heavily we dove into that here on America Tonight. So when thinking the same thing, I thought, well, there's no way this is going to happen because it hasn't even been ferreted out yet. It's not even 2014. And sure enough, the health law survives. And as Roberts would go on to say, where if you just heard the beginning of it, you might thought, oh, okay, well, that's what he's going to say there, said that the court's not going to worry about labels, as I already told you, and said that it's, among other indications, it's a tax, and the payment is collected by the IRS through the normal means of taxation. And then the part where he says it's not the Supreme Court's role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom of fairness. So that's what he was getting. His long-winded way of getting to it, I guess, is what he was talking about. And now at this point, it's fair to say that how far are we away from the whole single-payer deal? Republicans absolutely are arguing that it marks a government takeover of health care, and it curtails Medicare spending and raises taxes, which Medicare, $500 billion, you can't deny that. And studies do show, I mean, nonpartisan studies show that private employers are going to be forced to reduce or even eliminate coverage, and that the legislation will wind up costing far more than was estimated, and that'll raise deficits even more through the roof as a result. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. What does this mean for you and your family? Plus, Eric Holder and contempt. That's coming up.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Is this now the number one issue front and center in the 2012 campaign? Boy, here we go. And in the short term, does it give the president the edge? Will voters support him? Because the law was ruled constitutional. I don't know. I think that many of you listening to me are off the hook furious because you realize that we've been duped. We've been duped. If, as I said, I would love to come on the air and say, this is terrific. This is a terrific thing. But the problem is, upon scratching the surface and getting out a shovel and digging deeper, and for my own fates and fortunes, it's not good. And I can say it'll affect several people in my family. Well, actually, it's going to affect every single one of us in some way. It'll affect all of us in some way, without a doubt. Because what kind of coverage are we going to get? How are these syndicates going to be set up? How many people are going to lose coverage that they like right now? Coverage that they seemingly can afford, I'll say. I think there's going to be people that aren't going to understand that. Remember, that was one of the things that Obama did say. Hey, you'll get to keep your coverage if you like your coverage, but that's not true. He can't mandate that because insurance companies are going to dump people. When I say they're going to dump people, companies, small businesses are going to dump out of the insurance game because they can't afford to do that. So everybody or more people are going to end up in the same position where they're looking around for something that they can get, something that they can get their coverage from, and then what kind of coverage is it? And, of course, the older population really gets shafted in this because $500 billion is taken out of Medicare, and it's going to be tough to find a doctor anyway that's going to take Medicare. And that's big. You know, when you start to, if you have a parent who just is there and you start to call around, that's one of the things that talked about when they have a disease or when they're getting an operation. Do you accept Medicare? Do you take? And now instead of, yeah, sure, you're going to find that more people are going to say, no, don't do it. And you're going to find that more doctors dump out of the private practice. And already that's happening because there's more money in specialization. And that's where that shift is going to happen. Absolutely. All right, we're going to do a shift here. If you want to weigh in on healthcare and the Supreme Court decision and what does it mean to you, and do you think it is the most important thing now in the next 4 months, and are you hot to trot on this thing and you want to see it repealed, or you want to see somebody else in the White House, let's hear from you. 855-266-KATE. Speaking of seeing somebody else and wanting answers, ooh, the Attorney General, how about this? There was the big vote in the House overshadowed by health care and the Supreme Court's decision, but the House on Thursday went this way in a historic vote that has some political significance, but really won't do so much in turning over documents that were tied internally to Fast and Furious, the botched gun walking operation, where we were supposed to figure out, oh, these bad guys got the guns, and we have the person supplying them, and isn't this great? Instead, we lost 1,400 guns. And two of them showed up in the murder of one of our Border Patrol agents in December of 2010, Brian Terry. So this is what it actually, I want you to hear what it actually sounded like. Here's Congressman Doc Hastings with the voter tally, and then Congressman Chip Kravick with the second tally.
On this vote, the yeas are 255, the nays are 67, one member voting present. The resolution is agreed to.
On this vote, the yeas are 258, the nays are 95, with five voting present. The resolution is agreed to.
All right. That's what it sounds like. So ultimately, what does it mean? Here's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said.
No Justice Department is above the law, and no Justice Department is above the Constitution.
All right, there you go. Meaning, why didn't you turn over the documents, dummies? Why didn't you just turn over the documents? Instead, executive privilege, the rest is history. Eric Withholder refuses to do that. Holder was furious, I heard, not expecting that this was going to happen, because why? You had a number of Democrats, 16 in fact, who voted for the contempt. So Thursday's votes holding him in contempt of Congress now mean that this can go ultimately to a civil court where they can pursue aggressively getting the documents, going after this. In New Orleans, that's where the Attorney General was. He said the House action was unnecessary and unwarranted. He defended how he handled Operation Fast and Furious and was not happy and surprised by the votes against him. He went on to say that it makes for good political theater in the minds of some, but it's a crass effort and a grave disservice to the American people. Do you think it was a grave disservice? So in holding him in criminal contempt for failing to provide the documents on how the Justice Department came to the realization that federal agents in Arizona had used this tactic, the gunwalking tactic. That's one angle of it. Then there was the separate vote, and that's why I let you hear both of them, just to hear what it sounded like. On civil contempt, that passed 258-95. So that allows the House to go to court, like I mentioned, to try to force Holder to turn over the documents, a huge document dump. I know he's already given up some, but not the ones that Congressman Issa and others wanted to see, the internal documents that hopefully would show who knew what when, who knew what was going down when. Losing track of the weapons, ending up in the wrong spot, actually leading to the death of one of our own. Ugh, very troublesome. Let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Hello, Trey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this bill. You know, my wife thinks it's great that everybody's going to have health care, but I've been hearing different things, you know, and I told her that I normally vote Democrat, you know, mm-hmm. I've always voted Democrat, but I don't know now, you know, I'm a small business owner now, and right now it's hard for me to get insurance. I don't have insurance. So what is the complication? What's going to be the after effect of what's going on?
Well, what the after effect is companies with fewer than 50 workers, and even if you're an entrepreneur, I'll spell that out for you, that you've got to get insurance. People have to get it themselves. Companies with 50 or more, the company has to provide the health insurance for everyone, and if they don't by 2014, they get massive taxes as a result. If you're an entrepreneur, like you have your own company, you're talking about that, you do your own thing, if you buy insurance at a state exchange, which that's going to be set up, Trey, there'll be one in Kentucky, you can get tax credits. If your income ranges between 100% and 400% of the poverty line, so you have to qualify, which this year, I know, that's there you go, which this year translates to $11,170. And $44,680. So go figure. That's not great.
That's not great at all.
Uh-uh.
I told her I was going to vote for Mitt because I wanted to see a change. Because when Obama had just got in, you know, I was working factory work, you know, so I was on that line of having to get, you know, government assistance and stuff like that, me and my wife. But now, you know, I moved up a little bit, and it seems like it's harder to keep a buck in my pocket.
Of course it's harder to keep a buck in your pocket because you're paying out more. That's the problem. That's why it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it sounds good, doesn't it? It does. Tell your wife it sounds good. If I'm running and I say to you, I'm going to make it affordable for everyone, that's a great thought. It's very utopian-like, because wouldn't we like for everyone to be covered? Of course. Who's going to say, no, we want everybody to be stuck. Of course we don't, Trey. But the problem is, what then happens is, how affordable is it really going to be with these small business health option programs? How are you going to keep the costs down? What about the insured pool of people? Because then you're spreading out the risk, theoretically. But there is no exchange, by the way, in Kentucky, in New Jersey, in Illinois, in Connecticut. I mean, they're not set up yet. They're not set up. At this point, they're not even set up, so we can't even test it to see how it works. And to me, that's very, very scary. It's scary. It's going to affect a lot of us, and I think we're going to get slammed with higher premiums, too. I know it. The insurance company's already saying that. They're telling everyone. They're warning us. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June through tomorrow only. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at theprepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Shockingly, and I have to say that, guys, ladies, anyone listening to America Tonight, I've been in this game a while. I'm blown away by this. Great contacts and all, it doesn't matter. Really, this was a stunner. And people in Washington, some of them just blown off their heels. Can't believe what happened. Chief Justice John Roberts, certainly not expecting that 5-4 meant 5-4 in the other direction. And this is what's going to be talked about for the rest of the week. And for the next 4 months, it's at least a big cog in Romney's push to knock an incumbent out of the White House who has infuriated a lot of people with so-called affordable health care. So let's go to Frank, who is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Frank, what's your take?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I think he's brilliant. Here's a man who came from, who knew where? Obama who? I never even heard of him.
Yeah.
He becomes president. He files a piece of legislation that's the largest since what? Social Security?
Oh, yeah.
And he gets both houses to pass it. He comes through it, challenging the courts, and he prevails intact, all of it. I mean, that's amazing.
You know what? You know what? It is amazing. I said that today to someone. I said, here's the most amazing thing, that all the push for health care, even, remember, this used to be a Republican issue, too. If you go way back, trust me, it was a Republican issue. Republican, Democrat, whatever, talking about health care, to be able, the fact that he was able to get the legislation going, and you're right, get the Supreme Court ultimately to uphold it, it is a pretty amazing feat. I'm shocked. And the big thing is Roberts, the conservative judge with the big switch, and how they interpreted the law on this one was very, very interesting. So do you think, I mean, I understand about him pulling it off, but do you think that ultimately this is going to be a good thing for the country?
Well, I know, what is health care, 18% of GDP?
Yes.
That's unsustainable, and it's growing every year. So that can't go on. No matter what, we had to do something. Mm-hmm. And what did the Republicans offer? Not a thing. So you might not like this, but there was no room for compromise either on the other side. They said, no, 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 just leave it as is. But we can't go on like this. You can't have a country. I mean, we spend more on health care than any country in the world. And then all our people aren't taken care of. You know, so how can you have a system like that? How can
True.
You spend that much money? And, you know, insurance companies derive 35% of all health care dollars to go to insurance. You know, so 35% of the money does nothing to get me better. It's a waste.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, truer words were never spoken. That's part of the problem. That's the thing that's so mysterious about health care. You're right. People aren't realizing how it is meted out. They're starting, like you, Frank, to get it. That so much of that money, it's strictly just dollars on the insurance. It has nothing to do with fighting health. And part of this, the part of the biggest problem, Frank, thanks for the call, is Big Pharma. Because they pushed this. They were helping. They were pushing this cause. Boom, they were right there with Obama, backing Obama up. I think that the problem, though, Frank, is that this is absolutely is not going to be affordable health care. It's not. You're right that something had to be done in looking at the GDP, absolutely, but this wasn't the right way to do it. It is amazing that the health care law went through the way it did in 2010, and now it's upheld by the court. I am frankly stunned. I am stunned. And people are not going to like it as it starts to really be implemented, because they're going to see how they're getting jobs. That's what I think, Frank. You're not going to like it either. Phil in Missouri, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Phil.
Hey. I'm just kind of wondering, is Obama, his family, the Supreme Court, all the members of Congress, Senate, and federal workers going to be subject to the same rules and regulations that the rest of us little serfs are?
No, they have great health care coverage. They're not going to, theirs isn't going to be touched.
Okay, well, here's the way to fight it then. It has to be overturned under the Violation of Equal Protection Act. You know, Equal Protection, 14th Amendment. You know, they're forcing us to take something that we do not want, but refuse to take it themselves. There's no way that's equity under the law.
Yeah, but here's what's going to happen, Phil. They're taking a vote up, I want to say it's the 12th, on the 12th to repeal. Eric Cantor has already said that in the House they're going to do it, but the problem is there's not enough time anyway, and of course with the president, it's a no-go with the whole repeal thing. I mean, it's nice to say that, but if that's not going to happen. Your idea is interesting, but I think from a legal point of view, they're going to think that's something you can't get your arms around. There's going to be argument that this is different, and that's what was always shoved off on federal health care, because that's happened before. Like, well, why then just take the same health care as the rest of us? Why don't you take the same? And then, of course, there's a lot of hemming and hawing, and then we just move on from that conversation. I've pointedly asked myself on the air, I've asked one congressman from New Jersey, I asked that, Menendez, I asked him that, Senator Menendez, I asked him that question when I talked to him in Washington, and you just get the runaround. I don't think that will fly. It's a good idea, but that's not going to work and a legal challenge. There's an easy way to get around that with all the people that the government employs. But to your thoughts, it is pretty bogus. Lithy in Kentucky, you get crack at this. Hello, thanks for the call.
Hi, I'm sorry, is it me?
Yeah, it is you. Thanks for the call.
I'm sorry, I took my phone away from my ear for a moment to see if my phone was charged. I'm sorry.
That's okay, I got you.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. I listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
You're getting a lot of calls from the South tonight, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from the home of the UK Wildcats. John Calipari, Kentucky. And, you know, and the reason for my call, you know, people want to lump people that are low income, which I am. I qualify for disability, but I have not applied. Mm-hmm. I do get $106 in food stamps a month, and I live on $800 a month that my ex-husband sends me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get by, and I don't complain, but I did not vote. I'm a registered voter, Republican registered, mm-hmm. but I think independently. Mm-hmm. And I did not vote for him the first time around, and if I never get another food stamp in my life, I will not vote for him the second time around. And I can tell you this, and I will tell everyone, because everybody that knows me knows this, I'm an alcoholic, and I have been to treatment 8 times, to the psychiatric hospital 6 times, and it takes one to know one. And I think Obama, well, I have called the White House and called him an idiot, and my sister says, okay, the Secret Service is going to be knocking on your door. I said, well, let them. I don't care. It's still America as far as I know.
Yeah.
I think, well, I know he's a narcissist. Everybody knows that, and an egomaniac. But I also think he's psychotic. And, you know, I'm not worried about this vote, Kate. You know, when it first came around, I was kicked back on my heels like everybody else that wanted it to be different. But God is still in control. People are not. I'm crazy, well, but I'm not stupid. And God is still in control, and between now and then, you know, I'm just not worried about it. I think people will realize, but I'm not trying to take advantage of the system or people. My sister is married to a pharmacist, and they have all kinds of money. They have a great big house, and they go to the Bahamas and Alaskan cruises mm-hmm. and all this, and I don't ask them for anything, and I'm not jealous of her. She mm-hmm. she's made right choices in her life, and I have not. And this class warfare stuff gets on my nerves too.
You know what? That's interesting. To your point, I know what you're saying. The best of luck to you in your in battling everything that you're dealing with. But interesting, you know, the fact that healthcare supposedly is going to benefit everyone across the board. I think the roundabout point also that Lithia is making is that it's not really going to be affordable, because how on certain incomes can you get that in these syndicates? How low can they make it? How can they make it affordable where it's still good health care? And therein lies the rub of this whole thing. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.